"Can you please get your clothes off?" she said. "I think we'd better hurry." "One of the ins and outs, this one," said Gracie, slipping her dress off her shoulders. "Keep an eye on your cheeses, Prue."
Why does that mean we're in the ins and outs?" said Polly.
She made a show of unbuttoning her jacket, wishing that she believed in anyone there to pray so that she could pray for the whistle.
"That's because you lads always have your eye on business," said Gracie.
And maybe there was someone listening at that. The whistle blew. Polly grabbed the dresses and ran out, oblivious to the yells behind her. She collided with Shufti outside, tripped over the groaning form of Gary, saw Sergeant Jackram holding the tent flap open, and bulleted into the night.
"This way," the sergeant hissed, grabbing her by the collar before she'd gone a few feet and swinging her round. "You too, Shufti, move."
He ran up the side of the wash like a child's balloon being blown by the wind, leaving them to scramble after him. His arms were full of clothing, which snagged and danced behind him. Up above was knee-deep scrub, treacherous in the gloom. They tripped and staggered across it until they reached heavier growth, whereupon the sergeant got hold of both of them and pushed them into the bushes. The shouts and screams were fainter now.
"Now we'll just keep quiet-like," he whispered. "There's patrols about."
"They'll be bound to find us," Polly hissed, while Shufti wheezed.
"No, they won't," said Jackram. "First, they'll all be running towards the shouting, because that's nature. There they go."
Polly heard more shouts in the distance.
"And bloody fools they are, too. They're supposed to be guarding the perimeter, and they're running towards trouble in the camp. And they're running straight towards lamplight, so there goes their night eyes. If I was their sergeant, they'd be due a fizzer. Come on."
He stood up and pulled Shufti to her feet.
"Feeling all right, lad?"
"It was horrible, Sarge. One of them put her hand on my socks."
"Something that doesn't often happen, I'll bet any man," said Jackram. "But you did a good job. Now we'll walk nice and quiet and no more talking till I say, okay?"
They plodded on for 10 minutes, skirting the camp. They heard several patrols and saw a couple of others on the hilltops as the moon rose. But it dawned on Polly that, loud though the shouting had been, it was only part of the huge patchwork of sound that rose out of the camp. The patrols this far away probably hadn't heard it, or at least were commanded by the kind of soldiers who didn't want to get put on a fizzer. In the dark, she heard Jackram take a deep breath.
OK, that's far enough. Not a bad job of work, lads. You're real ins and outs now.
That guard was out cold, said Polly. Did you hit him?
You see, I'm fat, said Jackram. People don't think fat men can fight. They think fat men are funny. They think wrong. Gave him a chop to the windpipe.
Sarge, said Shufti, horrified.
What? What? He was coming at me with his club, said Jackram.
Why was he doing that, Sarge?
Oh, you cunning soldier, you, said Jackram. All right, I grant you that I'd just given Madame the old quietus, but to be fair, I know when someone's just handed me a bleeding drink full of sleepy drops.
You hit a woman, Sarge, said Polly.
Yeah, and maybe when she wakes up in her corset, she'll decide that next time a poor old drunk fat man wanders in, it mightn't be such a good idea to try to roll him for his wad, growled Jackram. I'd be in a ditch without my drawers on and a damn great headache if she'd had her way. And if you two was daft enough to complain to an officer, she'd swear black was blue that I didn't have a penny on me when I came in and was drunk and disorderly. And the colonel wouldn't care a fig, because he'd reckon a sergeant daft enough to get caught like that at it coming to him. I know, you see. I look after my lads.
There was a clink in the dark.
Plus, a few extra dollars won't go amiss.
Sarge, you didn't steal the cash box, did you? Said Polly.
Yep. Got a good armful of her wardrobe, too.
Good, said Shufti fervently. It wasn't a nice place.
It was mostly my money in any case, said Jackram. Business has been a bit slow today by the feel of it.
But it's immoral earnings, said Polly, and then felt a complete fool for saying it.
No, said Jackram. It was immoral earnings. Now it's the proceeds of common theft. Life's a lot easier when you learn to think straight.
End of CD 7.